Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I am your host, Jesse Steele, and I'm here in downtown Reno at the lovely Peppermill Resort Spa Charcuterie Board and all-around good time. Sorry about the audio quality here. I am using the little teeny microphone that's built into my laptop, and that's just about a step higher than using a tin can and a string. And since we have a load of people listening to this now, which thank you all so much, that'd be a lot of tin cans and strings, so we're just going to use this one for today. Maybe even tomorrow, depends on what time I get home. So, there is not a load today, but there's a couple things. I'd like to remind everybody that the new sheriff was appointed yesterday, at least until June when the election is held, and that is Eric Pritchard, who was formerly the undersheriff. So congratulations to him and his family. One thing that did come up today that I'm going to look into a little bit, seemed a little weird, but I guess it's because of the redistricting lately. Central Valley Assemblyman will run in a newly created assembly district, including Fresno, Clovis, and spanning the Sierras. So with the official handoff of the California Redistricting Commission's new districts, Assemblyman Jim Patterson has announced his intentions to run for the newly created Assembly District 8. This is one of the largest districts in the Assembly, reaching from Calaveras County and following the Sierra South through Patterson's current home district in Fresno County. The expansive seat also covers eastern Sierra counties Mono and Inyo. 65% of the voting population in Assembly District 8 live in Patterson's current district, with a lot of new territory to cover. Patterson is already working to meet with community members in Assembly District 8 counties. Representing the foothill and mountain communities in the Central Valley has been a challenge and a privilege. So often, the needs of our rural areas are overlooked and even ignored at the state level. I look forward to continuing to shine the bright light of accountability on our state government on this behalf. So we will be looking into that more, just to see how these new district lines fall. There's a lot of confusion because everything is different this year. So anyway, I'll try to reach out and see what I can get from that. That should be an easy one to track down. Mammoth Mountain Snow Report. The report is no. And then that's the end. Now, they've got a base right now of 76 to 155. And there is 202 through 271 for the season. 5 parks open, 22 lifts, and 165 trails. Thanks to ample sunshine, mild temperatures, and light winds, the snow has been holding up great across the mountain. The groomers are smooth from first chair to last, and the unbound terrain parks continue to grow with the addition of the 11-foot mini pipe in Forest Trail. Don't miss out on even more fun with live music and DJs playing all weekend long at Tusk's Bar, Eagle Lodge, and the weekend après party at Canyon Lodge. Starring my main man, DJ Maurice. Go check that out. And we also have our local snow report from the Mammoth brand. That's right, everybody's favorite local apparel company. Jason Blakey had this to say. We've had some absolutely beautiful weather here in Mammoth Lakes with plenty of sun and very little wind. Groomers have been amazing and the parks are going off, although everyone has been waiting for more snow. The 20 feet of snow that fell in December has created a super fun playground for all to enjoy. We are looking at over a week of sun and no clouds in the forecast. It'll be super cold at night, which will keep the snow in great condition for the warmer than normal daytime temps. The holiday crowds have finally left and there are no lift lines anywhere on the mountain midweek. You should expect an uptick in crowds on the weekends, but it won't be as bad as earlier in the season when only part of the mountain was open. Snow conditions are great right now on the open runs. Anything off trail is going to be pretty hard, so stay on the smooth and fast groomers. Expect faster snow in the morning due to cold overnight temperatures, with it softening up around 10 a.m. due to an ample amount of sun. It starts to get a little cold later in the day, and things start getting fast again around 3 p.m. It's a great time to rip turns anywhere on the mountain, and the parks are finally in full swing. The unbound terrain parks at Mammoth are going off right now. They have opened up at the U.S. Grand Prix features in Main Park for the public to hit if you have the huevos. The jumps are gigantic, and the rails offer up some serious consequences if you slam. Forest Trail Park. just to the right of Main Park, is pretty mellow with a couple jumps and a handful of playful and relatively easy rails and boxes. Chair 4 Park roller coaster is in prime mid-season condition. It offers up to 3 to 4 jumps for an intermediate to more advanced riders and skiers, and more jibs than you can count. If you have been waiting to hit the park, this is the week to do it. Thanks for checking out our local Mammoth Mountain Snow Report. This is the only place you'll find a weekly snow report with an honest assessment of the snow conditions on Mammoth Mountain from a local who is on the hill every week. That's why we use their snow report, because the Mammoth brand does it. He's out there not only trying out the snow, trying out his board, but trying out his gear that he is offering for sale. So again, go check out themammothbrand.com. You will not be disappointed. Great gear. Speaking of boards and all gear, let's say you don't have gear, but you want to get up there. Like me, I don't own kind of any snow stuff, and I'd really like to get out there and shred a little bit. You know, I've got some friends to do, and Jason, I'd like to go out with him, and MC Maurice I mentioned earlier. There's a lot of people I'd like to go thrash with, not to mention my girlfriend. So, you know where I'm going to go? Instead of going and buying a board, I don't know anything about boards. It's been since high school, and I'm freaking 67 years old now, so I don't remember anything about how you're supposed to measure a board and how sharp does it have to be and what kind of boots do you have and do your toes hang over the edge of the board or do they stick in? I've never really quite understand it, to tell you the truth. So you know what? You go to Black Tie Skis. That's how you do it. My man Jeremy there is going to hook you up. They're going to have a private person that's going to help you and only you get straightened up for your body. You're going to get the right shoes, the right fit, the right fit. You're going to get the right snowboard, the right fit for that, the right skis, the right everything you need. They sell goggles, gloves, anything you want, and it's all at the lowest prices, and it makes it absolutely worth it to just go out and bomb for the weekend, and then you don't have to go sink a couple $1,000 into this gear that maybe you might only use a little bit, you know what I mean? And the other side to it is, and this is what I'm trying to do, you can try out some different things and realize, wow, this is really my style, this is what I like. Then you can just go buy that board when you're ready, or skis, or whatever you're doing. That's the way to do it. So Black Tie Skis is where you want to go. Why just mess around and see? Like, I went skiing with a buddy one time. He pulled some skis out of his garage, and he said they were his friends, and he was holding them for him. And I'm not joking, they were neon green, which is pretty much, for those people in the ski world know, that means they come from 1989. It was awful. Somebody actually even made fun of him on the chairlift. I'm like, dude, those are so old. And I mean, he didn't die, so there's that. But, you know, that's probably not your best bet. So if you're going up and you're not a usual and you've got all your own gear, just go to blacktieskis.com. That's the place. You know, my man Jeremy Goyko, that's the guy to talk to. Tell him Jesse sent you. Tell him Eastern Sierra Now sent you. And you just want to support both of our businesses because they are supporting me and I am supporting them. So thank you, Jeremy, with Black Tie Skis, and all you guys. You do a great job. All right. Last but not least, we are going to head over to our favorite friend of the show, Emily Bryant with Mammoth Lakes Tourism for Mammoth Lakes Tourism's 5 in 5.
Welcome to the 5 in 5, a weekly report on the latest in tourism news. 1. This February, challenge yourself to complete 100 miles of winter trails in and around Mammoth Lakes for a chance to win a $500 Mammoth Lakes e-gift card. The Mammoth Trail Challenge for Winter 2022 centers around having fun on the miles of groomed public access trails in Mammoth Lakes. Visitors and locals can register for free at mammothchallenge.com. For questions, email Dakota at dsnider@visitmammoth.com. 2. Mono County Public Health distributed a press release this week reminding residents and visitors to mask up. In California, masks are required for individuals 2 years and older in all public settings, regardless of vaccination status, through February 15, 2022. In Mono County, a local health order requiring the use of face masks for both vaccinated and unvaccinated residents and visitors within indoor public spaces in Mono County in the town of Mammoth Lakes has been in effect since August 6, 2021. You can find all the information online at coronavirus.monocounty.ca.gov. 3. Mammoth Lakes was recently featured in an Italian publication, Agenda Viaggi, in an article titled Winter Experiences in Mammoth Lakes. The article has an ad value of $1,100 and you can view it in Italian online. 4. Over the holidays, during a series of major snowstorms, and so far this year, there have been zero weather cancellations for United Airlines out of Bishop. While the highway closure was challenging and there were some delays and cancellations due to crew issues and COVID, it seems air service reliability in Bishop is off to a great start. We want to thank all the transportation services for getting people safely to town when the highway reopened. 5. Mammoth Lakes was recently featured in Italy's Cosa Bolle in Pentola in an article titled Mammoth Lakes Travel Tips for Summer and Spring. The article has an ad value of $1,200 and you can view it in Italian online. Have questions or looking for further information? Contact Laura Kaylor at LKAYLOR at visitmammoth.com.
Mammoth Lakes.
Okay. They are the best. Mammoth Lakes Tourism. I don't think you guys realize that they're like the lead dog in the snow sled, everything that we do around here. You know, Emily is fantastic. Everybody there is so hardworking. Like the airports and all the things that have just happened that were big with that, they were right in the middle of that. Their hand is in the pot of everything around here that keeps us running. And we need to thank them. So reach out to those guys once in a while and just tell them how great of a job that they do. And that you appreciate that they run 5 and 5 on Eastern Sierra now. It gives us a chance to hear what they're doing. And, you know, we really appreciate the content. We think it's great, you know. So thanks again, guys. And thanks, Emily. One thing I'd like to hit before we get out of here is our amazing patrons. We decided on patrons, remember? So, thank you so much, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, Tomato Head, Margaret, Chandra. You are all fantastic human beings. You know, it takes a lot to get local news out there. It's a lot of work. It's full time for me. I don't stop from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. And, you know, it's a lot of work. And, you know, when you start, there's not a lot of money in anything. And so this helps me so much to keep going and to where I can pay other people. I can get more stories coming. I can get more news to you guys, more entertainment, more anything, information, just anything that you want when there's money involved. And so that's where Patreon comes in. And it's so helpful. So if you're interested in becoming a patron of the show, just head to easternsiernow.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see right above the Spotify player that's playing our podcast that you are listening to right now, there is a button that says become a patron. There's also a button that's just a one-time tip. Just, you know, this is a donation I want to make to help the cause, but it's a one-time thing. Patreon's, just in case you're not aware, is a monthly donation. So you're agreeing to put $20 towards this every month, that kind of thing. So there's tiers for, you get stickers and t-shirts, you know, and your name on the show like this. But, you know, every bit of this goes towards helping what we're doing, and we couldn't appreciate you more. So again, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, Tomato Head, Margaret, Chandra, you guys are the best. Thank you so much. Okay, I am going to get out of here. There is a hot tub in my room, so I'm going to hit that first. But then I'm going to go out and see what the nightlife is like in Reno, because I like to boogie. So if you want to tell me what you like to do in Reno and what's fun around here, where's the best place to eat? You know, what's the best place for breakfast? What's fun to do? You know, I'm an escape room junkie, so I'm going to be hitting one of those for sure. But that's just an hour of your night. After that, you got to come up with some other stuff. So what's cool in Reno? Hit me up. Comment on any of our social media, or hit me up at info@easternsiernow.com and just label it Reno, and then just tell me what's cool, and I will go check that out. I'll take a picture and I'll post it that I went and did it. So hit me up, as long as you get me in the next, you know, before about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock maybe. I'm an old man. Okay, that's it. Eastern Sierra Now, Jesse Steele. It's time for my hot tub. Yeah.